This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
So here's my personal recommend. If you're ever at some sort of sausage sizzle, anything like this, and there is a kosher option, take it. That's where it's the opposite, because if you think about what's in a sausage, like a $1, the one they're serving you outside of Bunnings, by the way, why does Bunnings give sausage? It's like conversion to shopping at Bunnings rather than any other.
Go build some furniture.
Store.
Have
That's
some,
what they're like.
Have
they're
some
like,
meat.
Hey, have a. Why don't you come to us? You know, you'll get a piece of bread and tomato sauce. But anyway, if you think about what's in those sausages, I don't even know. That'd be pretty terrifying. The kosher one at least has a guarantee that it is technically meat.
Yeah.
That says the kosher sausage compared to the supermarket one is higher quality.
Because I used to have my own, and I still do, I do have my own set of food rules. One is to try and never buy food from a van because I have this... It's just about where do the people go when they need to wash their hands? I'm so concerned.
Also, it's a van.
It's a van. What are you doing? Also, don't eat food that you can't pronounce the name of. And if you can't identify the type of meat that turns up, like if you can't clearly say, well, this is goat or this is lamb, then don't, you know, you don't know what you're eating.
That's not a bad rule. By the way, that's, of course, how a lot of dietary restriction laws come about. That's why these days you have the stamps on something being kosher or halal.
Yeah, you've got the passports as well, so you know where they're coming from.
Yeah, they're basically a, hey, this has been checked. And it's been identified. We saw the source of this thing being produced, and it is fine according to our requirements. So that's basically what it is, so that you don't end up having. They say if you follow this, then you're never going to be having. Sorry, I was in China once, and something on the menu was vegetables with meat. And I say, what meat? I would like to know. And they say, it's meat. I don't know.
I used to go.
So you don't run into those problems.
Yeah. That's a very good point.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.